approximately the same thing with molecules.
And the first thing we need is the Schrodinger equation for molecules. And so this is the Schrodinger equation for a molecule. The first term is the kinetic energy of all the electrons. So the sum over I is over every electron. And then in a molecule, the nuclei can move. And the nuclei move back and forth. And we have to include the kinetic energy of all the nuclei. So the sum over A is over all the atoms, over the masses of the nuclei. And then there are this sum over IA is the attractive Coulomb interaction between the nuclei, and every nuclei has an atomic number Z. So it's the attractive interaction between the positive nuclei and the negative electron. And then the next term has got a plus sign in front of it. That's a repulsive interaction. That's the electron-electron interaction. So I'm summing over I and J. Those are electron indices. These are all the electron-electron interactions. And then there is the repulsive nuclei-nuclei interaction. So you have positive nuclei, and there's a repulsive interaction between them. And this is what we call the full Hamiltonian. And everything you can know about any molecule is explained by this equation. I will show you how you calculate things from it. But everything, the structure of every molecule is here in this differential equation. So that was pretty easy to write down. I just wrote down the Hamiltonian for every molecule that exists. And then it turns out that it's also the Hamiltonian for every solid, because solids are just big molecules. Solids are made out of atoms. So it's the same Hamiltonian. And all we have to do for the rest of the course is figure out how to solve it and interpret it for atoms, for molecules, and solids. It turns out that in this form, people almost